Oh, it's going to be a great day.
This is Tuesday.
What? No, no way.
Today is Tuesday.
Who's ready to go next?
What do you say? Who wants to help me out? Who wants to put on a show?
I'm talking microphones, everything.
What about personality?
Personality. I don't have a personality.
Fake it until you make it. Fake it till you make it.
I'll get the ball rolling.
It's showtime, baby.
It is showtime.
WQKX.
No faking it here. We got quite the lineup. A Try It Tuesday on National Scrapple Day, and we'll talk to a coach who's ready to win.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
So here we are on a Tuesday, and there have been shows in my career that I have done things that I wasn't quite sure of. Today is one of those days. Welcome to National Scrapple Day, that meat that we don't quite know where it comes from. Pennsylvania Dutch, it's kind of made from pork trimmings. I don't know. Yesterday I posted up a picture of me holding a big hunk of scrapple, and I said tomorrow morning on the show, I will eat it for the first time in my 60 plus years. I have turned my nose away from it several times in my life, but I'm doing this. Because it's Try It Tuesday. The comments are amazing. You people are great. People in Central PA either love scrapple or they hate it. There's no in between. Love scrapple with lots of pepper and maple syrup, says Megan. Wanda says, love it with maple syrup or apple butter. I will try it with apple butter today. Ricky says, I was brought up on scrapple and I love it with an omelet. Maple syrup, toast, coffee. That's a good breakfast. Okay, Ricky. A lot of barf emojis have been sent my way. Thanks, Pat. Anyway, Paula says, good stuff. Fry it hard with lots of pepper and hot sauce. Sorry, no hot sauce. Crystal says, hey, your picture looks like it's grocery store bought scrapple. You need the real stuff from a butcher. Yes, you're absolutely correct, Jolene. I corrected that. Because my buddy Nubby at Mertz Meats finally got back to me when I had already purchased the store-bought scrapple. He's like, no, I got it. I make it. I'll even cook it and bring it. So he will be in later on this morning. I just have a feeling this is going to be one of those shows that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon's up next with a new idea from Walmart, which I think sounds rather scary. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Some business news. Walmart just announced that it is now using fully driverless trucks to deliver groceries to customers.
Oh,
it's pretty cool, actually. The driverless trucks will pick up items from Walmart and then deliver them right through your living room wall.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
1 year ago, Alex Trebek passed away. And Alex's wife marked the first anniversary of his death yesterday by sharing this video. If your kids are on the way to school right now, turn your radio up.
Hello, I'm Alex Trebek. My wife Jean and I were recently made aware of the National Compassion Challenge. And I'd like to take a moment right now to share with you just a little bit about their initiative. Now, we all know that bullying is a problem in our society, quite often in our schools, and so is a lack of understanding of others' situation. And that's why this November, teachers will be encouraged to build a classroom community by helping elementary students foster empathy and compassion for their classmates. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? To find out how you can participate, please go to CompassionProject.com. Thank you.
Alex Trebek, amazing even after his death.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The news is on the way next. Of course, Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports. And Steve with the AccuWeather. Our ticket blitz is on the way as well. Stand by on that telephone. It is the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz, and it's coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Penn State is coming home this weekend, and you know what that means. It's the Register Chevrolet Penn State Ticket Blitz. We've got one pair of great seats for Penn State, and all you have to do is listen for the fight song, and listen for that Nittany Leo, like any second now. Oh, yeah, there he is. Give us a call.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 to qualify to win those tickets to Penn State, Michigan this Saturday.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Besides the ticket blitz, we've got some viral video and some viral comedy. It's Morgan in the Morning. Come on, strike up the band. Hey, we got our callers 9, 4, and 1 on the line from Sunbury, Sealands Grove, and Danville, all wanting to go to the Penn State game on Saturday. Penn State, Michigan, this is going to be a big one. Kickoff, 1 o'clock. And we've got the ticket blitz all week long, and it's only here with Morgan in the Morning.
Damn. Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, this is kind of funny, but it kind of isn't. He knows what to do, but he doesn't do it himself. Two hikers in Orange County, California are being stalked by a mountain lion. One thing you don't do to a mountain lion is yell at him, but he did.
Get back, mountain lion. Get back.
You good? Chill. Just chill.
No. Hey, get back. Back away slowly. Hold on.
Yeah. You're telling your buddy to back away slowly while you yell at the mountain lion.
Go away, mountain lion.
Yeah, not a good move. The mountain lion, sooner or later, did go away. But don't try that at home or anywhere. Our next viral comedy is another thing that I think is kind of cute. I don't know about funny, but a 12-month-old baby seems to understand what her mother is saying.
What did you do today? How was Coco Melon? Did you go in the car today?
Yeah.
Who did you hang out with today, Mom or Dad?
Dad. Yeah. Okay, now I don't know why this is going viral. I had three kids. They all talked and walked at 9 months.
Viral
comedy. I don't know.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Anyway, you heard them now. Look them up later. It's always fun. WQKX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. It's the Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX.
I think I want a trip to Cancun.
Keep listening for our next keyword.
Yeah, it's coming up after the news.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We are about 8 minutes away from another keyword in our Keys to Cancun giveaway from Liberty Travel. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel.
Here's the keyword you need to text.
Visitor. You will be a visitor, although you'll probably want to stay forever. The Morgan in the Morning keyword, visitor.
Text that keyword now to 49330, along with your hometown, to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night TV on the way, a double dose. Seth talks about Big Bird getting his vaccine. And Jimmy Fallon talks about us opening the gates to tourism.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Sesame Street character Big Bird announced over the weekend on social media that he received his coronavirus vaccine shot. We'll take him, said the Packers.
The U.S. lifted the travel ban on vaccinated tourists for more than 30 countries. Of course, all the airports are going to be slammed. Flight attendants are like, we're going to need more duct tape.
And 98 Degrees has a birthday boy today.
Oh, how nice.
Nick Leahy is 48 years old.
Wow, I wouldn't have known.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Hooray!
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
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 Go away, Nick Leahy. No, no, no. That was a pretty song.
Yes, it's a heartfelt song.
The hardest thing
song.
I ever have to do. You know, he's 48 years old today. His wife is 41 today. Her name is Vanessa Minnillo. She was one of the latter MTV VJs.
Oh, okay. That's so cool that they're both born in the same day.
Yeah, pretty neat. One-hit wonder, Cisco from the 90s with the thong song.
Mm-hmm.
Song. Yeah. Yesterday was Tongue Twister Day, by the way.
Oh.
But anyway, the thong song guy, Cisco, is 43. Chris Jericho of the WWF.
Yes. Okay.
And then they're WWE now.
Yes.
He's 51 years old. He can still kick your butt.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And speaking of that, Lou Ferrigno is 70 years old
today.
The
Incredible Hulk, among many other things.
How did they describe him? Your dad's Incredible Hulk. I think that's pretty funny.
That is kind of funny.
Because the Hulk's been redone quite a few times.
Many times.
Lou Ferrigno is the original Hulk, 70 years old. He was also a former NFL football player.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
Some people don't remember that fact. I didn't until you said it.
Okay, there you go. Let's take a look at the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Karen Book from Sealands Grove is 49 today.
Ashley Boston is 34. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Karen Walters. She's from Mifflinburg, 65.
Audrey Sowers is 49.
Kelly Tchaikovsky from Coal Run. Lordy, lordy, Kelly's 40.
Beverly Hackenberg from Mifflinburg, 53 today.
Happy birthday to Kelly Kress from Sunbury. She's 40 as well.
Brian Berge from Winfield, 42 today.
Lori Thompson is 51.
Okay, I'm sorry, Brittany, because I probably will murder your name, but I'm going to try, okay?
Go Brittany, for it.
Brittany Citrusiapo from New Bloomfield, 33 today. I hope I was close, Brittany. Happy birthday.
I think you were. There's a lot of C's there. Nick Boza from Coltmont. I don't think he's the one that plays in the NFL, but anyway, Nick Boza from Coltmont is 26.
He might be, no. Carla Lyons from Middleburg, 52 today. Happy birthday, Carla.
Robert Kurtz Jr. from Danville is 53 today.
Connie Henninger, 57 today.
Vanessa Folds, happy birthday. She's 32.
Crystal Bowersock from Freeburg, 55.
That's all I got on my screen.
I have one more.
Oh, go ahead.
One more. Julie Aitkins from Middleburg. Julie's 42 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Julie. Hey, everybody's got a birthday.
Yes, it's kind of a thing. Birthday buddy.
Yes, it is.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
The good news. A little 7-year-old girl finds something shiny when taking a trip to the lake with her family.
I was standing in the water, like, right here, and there was something shiny.
And then she gives me this ring, and she's just, look what I found.
Unbelievable story of a ring that has been missing for 40 years. And it got back to its owner. Or how about an 83-year-old man hiking the Appalachian Trail? Locally, Sunbury's going to make more money, and we may have an Olympian from Bucknell University. The good news is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1, WQKX, 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
83-year-old MJ's Sonny Eberhardt, known as the Nimble Will Nomad, is officially the oldest hiker to ever tackle the Appalachian Trail.
It's the people, the places, the pain and the trials. It's the joy and the blessings that come with the miles. It's a calling gone out to a fortunate few to wander the fringes. God saves me blue.
Sonny is also a poet, 83 years old and still hiking. I love it. How about a 7-year-old who found a ring, that's one thing, in a lake, but then she got it back to its owner.
I was standing in the water, like right here, and there was something shiny.
And then she gives me this ring, and she's just, look what I found.
She handed it to me, and just like that, we both looked at the ring, and his initials were in the inside of it.
I thank you very much for finding this.
Yeah, that's good news. And could be real good news for Bucknell Bison Susan Dutt. She is on her way to the Olympic trials for curling. Yeah, that'd be so cool. The bison can be seen on TV, NBCOlympics.com, November 13th, trying to get into the Olympics. And hats off to Sunbury. The city of Sunbury balanced their budget with no tax increase. Now that's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If you've got local news that's good news, send it to News Radio, WKOK, and we'll make sure it makes Morgan in the Morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, speaking of good news, McDonald's wants to reward you every time you visit McDonald's. And McDonald's also wants to reward you for listening to Morgan in the Morning now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll grab a random caller and we'll get you delicious chicken. McDonald's is rewarding you for visiting McDonald's and rewarding you for listening to Morgan in the Morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Where are you calling me from today, bud?
Thriving metropolis of Northumberland.
The thriving metropolis. Are you Batman? Hey, Jerry, thanks for listening to Morgan in the Morning. McDonald's wants to reward you with their delicious chicken sandwich variety. More chicken for the choosing. You could choose the McDonald's Deluxe, the Spicy, or the Crispy. And it's all just for listening to Morgan in the Morning, bud.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you, Batman. I must live in the thriving suburbs of Northumberland. That would be known as Point Township.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, we'll light it up, all right. This is going to be fun. It's a Try It Tuesday at 60-plus years old. I am going to eat Scrapple for the first time in my life. We posted it up yesterday on Facebook. Today is National Scrapple Day. It is credited to the Pennsylvania Dutch. All that Dutch food we eat. However, I think it's a central Pennsylvania thing. It's meat made of pork trimmings. It's usually pressed into a loaf, sliced, fried, and eaten. Oh my goodness, my phone is still blowing up. But you guys are great. I got a lot of puke emojis. Now, if you don't like Scrapple, I get it. Because I myself have never eaten it. I have always like turned away from it. Like, no thanks. But you people have been great. Carrie says, I loved it when I was a kid. For some reason, not crazy about it anymore. Kimberly said, don't do it. Sorry, Kimberly, I already committed. Jaden says, I love Scrapple. Michael says, make sure you get it from Mertz Meats. Well, hey, Michael, we did. The picture I posted yesterday was me holding a grocery store package of Scrapple. Then I heard from my buddy Jeff Mertz, and Mertz Meats is here, and they've got the Scrapple. Krista says, Scrapple is amazing. So a Try It Tuesday is coming up, and I'm going to eat Scrapple for the first time in my life. Here he goes. It's a Try It Tuesday, and when you need Scrapple, who do you call? Scrapple Man. No, that's, you know him best as Jeff Mertz, my buddy Nubby at Mertz Meats in Norrie. Jump up to the mic there. Should I call you Jeff or Nubby? You're my buddy Nubby.
It doesn't matter. I've been called worse.
Okay. You brought Scrapple fried. I have never eaten this in my life. You don't know how it's going to work out. What's your prediction when I bite into this Scrapple?
Well, if you don't like it, I'm going to beat you up.
Okay, then.
No, you'll like it, Tom.
It's a Try It Tuesday, and it's National Scrapple Day, and I have never eaten Scrapple in my life, but I will coming up next.
Hey, I want to be a rock star.
No, but you're a rock star. You realize that?
Oh, yeah.
You are a rock star.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, it is a Try It Tuesday, and I am going to eat Scrapple for the first time in my life. We have been friends for a long time, Jeff. That's why I call you Nubby. Everybody who's your friend calls you Nubby. We have known each other for years. You are not going to trick me on any of this.
No.
Okay.
No.
You've been making Scrapple for, what, 100 years in your family? Let's talk
about
this.
My family has a recipe. They've been making it for over 100 years. Yeah.
Let me ask you the first, simplest question from a boy born and raised in the city. That'd be me. What is Scrapple? I looked it up, and it said pork parts.
Well, it's everything but the pig's nose.
Really? Because I thought the nose might have been in there. I didn't know. Okay. So this is quite a process making it, correct? I mean, yeah. You don't just slap it together like a ham sandwich.
Nope, it's time consuming.
Okay, so walk us through it. How do you do this?
Well, you cook off all the meat, and I've adjusted the recipe a little. There's no bad stuff in it.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's all good pork. Okay, yeah. Thank you for that. And what else do you put in it? Because I see it when it's raw, but it's cooked.
Right.
We should say that. It already is cooked. Yeah. But when it comes out of the package, it's like this grayish kind of, you know, like I can't. And this is why I've never eaten it. But you fried it up and it looks great here.
Right. We have to fry. I fry it in either lard or olive oil.
Okay.
And I brown it on both sides.
Okay.
And it really comes out good. It holds together. It's crispy.
Because it kind of looks like a meatloaf, and when you slice it and fry it, you said you only flip it once or something?
Only flip mine one time.
Did I just give away a family secret? I'm sorry.
No.
The secret would be some of the ingredients that you have in there.
Well, I started making it back in the 60s watching my dad and my grandfather.
Okay.
And my great-grandfather made it back in the day.
Wow.
In the 1800s.
No kidding.
But I started on my own in 1996, and I've been doing it for 26 years.
Wow.
And
so you have been doing it at 26 years, but back in the 1800s, there was a Mertz in Northumberland making scrapple.
Yes.
Okay. If you're not familiar with Mertz Meats, it's on Route 147, just outside Norrie. We're going into a commercial break on the radio here. We're going Facebook Live, and I am going to eat this both ways. I'm going to eat it straight up, and I understand you have homemade apple butter there.
Yes.
How about a plug for that?
Uncle Bob's homemade apple butter.
So Uncle Bob's probably been making that 100 years, because I think Uncle Bob is 100 years old.
He's 83, but he's pushing it.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take a commercial break. My goodness. Tom Morgan is going to try it on a Tuesday.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on our Christmas shopping. A new survey says 37% of us have already started holiday shopping early due to all those news reports about supply chain issues and all that. 37%, that's up. That's up 10% this year. And 29% of us say, even though we're shopping early, we're going to be spending less. That's interesting. If you're wondering what most people spend, the survey says 51% of us are going to spend less than $500 on the holiday this year. What? You must not have any family. 32% expect to spend somewhere between $500 and $1,000. And 18% of us will spend more than that. And most people plan to shop online. 68%, that's the majority, say they will be doing all of their Christmas shopping online this year. Tom's top list. WQKX. Late night comedy coming up. Seth Meyers. And do we need prison reform? Well, Seth has an interesting look. Coming up next.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Several inmates at an Oklahoma jail recently filed a federal lawsuit that claims they have been tortured by being forced to listen to the song Baby Shark on repeat for hours. So if you're wondering whether we need prison reform, I'd say we definitely do 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 do.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We're going to take a break and then talk field hockey. This is great. I get to eat scrapple on the radio and talk field hockey on the same day. Morgan in the Morning. What a morning it has been. National Scrapple Day. I ate scrapple for the first time in my life, and I liked it. Thanks to Mertz Meats for dropping off cooked homemade scrapple. Now I'm going to do another first in my almost 45 years of radio. I'm going to talk about field hockey, a sport that I know little or nothing about. But the reason why I'm talking about it is because we have an area school, Selins Grove, a AA school, that is entering the first round of state competition today. We've got Coach Roz on the line. Coach, you got to be the busiest person in the world. Thanks for taking time.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Selins Grove High School has such a storied history when it comes to field hockey. You worked under probably one of the greatest field hockey coaches ever, and now it's your team and it's your gig. You got to be proud of these girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm privileged to be able to coach there. You know, I coached with Kathy Kaiser for many years, and like I often say to her, I'm just trying to keep this train a moving. She got it started, and I'm just trying to keep it going.
I remember having Coach Kaiser on the show years ago, and she brought some players. And that was our plan when you were in district competition, to bring you and a few players in. But it seemed like the only days we had open were the days that you play. And there's a rule in your school that says if you're late for school, you can't play.
Right. So sorry. I had to put you in second place there.
No, that's okay, because you need the players on the field. Coach, you had a great season. What was your final season record?
As of right now, we are 15-6. We play a pretty tough non-league schedule to try to get us prepared for this. And it did well for us through district play. And we're looking forward to the opportunity to play Palmyra tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about that non-league play. You play the tough teams, so it prepares you for postseason. One of those non-league opponents was Palmyra. You lost to them. Does this make you better prepared because you've seen this team?
For sure. We definitely have a little, you know, more sense of what they like to do. We're going to try to take some of those things away from them. We've talked about it. The girls are pretty excited. We've watched some tape. We have a plan, and like we said yesterday at practice, we don't often get a chance to have a do-over, and we do today, and we hope we can take advantage of that.
Coach Roz from Selins Grove Field Hockey on the Ford Fun Line with us. How are the girls feeling? Because they played this team before, and you know they're still student athletes. They feel good about playing them again? They're ready?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they were a little nervous at first when they found out what, you know, who our opponent was, and we've already seen them. We know what we're up against. It's not an easy task, but you know, after they really thought this through and we've talked it through, I mean, our kids are fired up. They're, you know, it's actually kind of a good thing. We know what we're going in against. I think that will bode well for us in the results. And the kids are ready. They aren't scared by any means.
Oh, that's great.
They're ready to go.
What was the feeling walking off the practice field last night? Was it a let's do this now kind of feeling?
It was a little bit mixed emotion, right? So for our seniors, we have a wonderful senior class. They're really some of the finest kids that you're ever going to meet. And you just never know, right? You never know what's going to come next. So there's a little bit of, I won't call it sadness, but just, you know, a longing to continue to do this. And on the flip side of that, we have some kids that they're ready to take it to them.
Exactly. So you have some that are saying this could be the last time. And there are others that say, hey, if we keep winning, we keep going, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, Coach, I can't say good luck enough. And, if I could sneak in the fact that you're playing at home, and everybody listening to this radio station right now should go to Bowling Field in Selins Grove tonight, right? What time should we be there, Coach?
Yeah, the game starts at 7. It's online ticket sales only, so if you just go to the PIAA website, you'll be able to track down our game.
Coach, good luck to you and the Seals, and I hope the next time I talk to you, you are a state champ. What do you think?
Oh, I'm all for it.
Coach Roz from Selins Grove.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I hope you had as much fun this morning as I did. I've never eaten Scrapple, let alone live on the air, and we did it. And I also talked field hockey to our very own Tina Fry, who has a daughter on the team, and our very own Allie Stevens, who has two daughters on the team, I think. Good luck to the Seals. Again, get your tickets online, like the coach said. 94.1 WQKX.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.